Jim Meskimen is here on WGN. Hey, Jim.
Hey, nice to talk to you. I just got out of my big mink bed.
No.
I'm very ready to talk to you.
Don't tell me that. Well, if you may know his voice, you may not know his name, you certainly would absolutely know his face. I can't believe this. Over 200 film credits, dozens and dozens of television shows, and the list goes on, including you are the guy who first said, "We're going to jump the shark." And everybody knows what that means today. Where did that come from?
That's right. Where did that come from?
Yeah.
From Happy Days. From I was 17, and my mother is Marion Ross of Happy Days, so she helped me get that job. I sure didn't audition for it. And it turned out to be one of the more iconic moments in the Happy Days history.
And you haven't stopped working since, and including lots of television commercials. So I must ask you this, because I'm the kind of guy who does that. I mean, one of the newest is you are Colonel Sanders, the new Colonel Sanders.
That's right. That's right. I've been Colonel Sanders' voice for about going on 6 years now for the KFC brand, and it's been a real pleasure, I'll tell you.
So, Colonel, are you a vegetarian?
You know, I may be the colonel, but I eat just about anything. I believe the colonel was not a vegetarian, though, that's for sure. You know, I think he probably ate chicken every day, probably his own hand-breaded, hand-washed chicken with 11 herbs and spices.
And how many of you have gone online and have sent a card to someone through Jib Jab? Who knew? You're the voice for everybody, apparently, on Jib Jab.
Well, on those initial ones, those wonderful year-in-review things they did, that first one was so famous, and 80 million views on YouTube for This Land, which was, you know, long, it seems like ancient history, of George W. Bush. I don't know if you remember George W. Bush. He's the used to was president, and John Kerry, and I did their singing voices in that video, and it just went nuts. It was a real special time.
And you've been in three movies that have been nominated for Best Picture, not one, but three: Frost Nixon, There Will Be Blood, Apollo 13, and now, among the other things you are doing, it's Apple TV, huh? The Big Door Prize. Tell me about that.
Yeah, the Big Door Prize. Big Door Prize, I can't say too much about it. It's kind of a secret show, but it's a comedy, I can tell you that. It stars Chris O'Dowd, the wonderful Irish actor Chris O'Dowd, who's very funny and very charming, and who I've been working on my impression of Chris O'Dowd just because it's such a wonderful way to talk, frankly. And it's about a fortune-telling, sort of high-tech fortune-telling machine that lands in a small southern town and purports to tell people what their real destiny is. And it, of course, creates tremendous chaos when people find out, you know, that they've been living a life that's completely different from what their actual destiny is. So I have a fun role in it. I can't say too much, but it's going to be great. And I think it's going to come out in October. That's the rumor on Apple TV, Big Door Prize.
It seems to me these streaming services like Apple TV and all the others provide more work for actors like you.
That's true. There's a real bonanza going on right now of creating content. So there's I'm sure all your listeners feel the same way I do, that it's like, gosh, you know, there's a television series. I can't keep track of all this stuff. There's how many series can you actually watch, you know, unless you're in bed, you know, and recuperating from something, it's very difficult to keep up. And even then, there's way too much. So I don't know. I guess we're just creating content for the ages at this point. But it's great for actors. You're right.
Yeah, that's a good thing. And speaking of actors, you mentioned your mom, Marion Ross, Happy Days, mm-hmm. America's Mom.
Yeah.
Last
yeah.
year at Mother's America's Day, mom. On Mother's Day, I had the opportunity to talk to your mom. What are you getting your mom for Mother's Day? Just between us.
Oh, you know, we're going to get her a nice photograph of the family, you know, something nice, because she needs nothing. She has a wonderful estate that she lives in, a beautiful garden, Happy Days Farm, she calls her home. And you know, she really needs nothing. So it's difficult to buy her things. And so we get her things that are just extremely personal, like photographs and stuff like that.
Well, I'm sorry we're so tight on time here. That I apologize for. But happy to talk to you again. It's a pleasure to talk to you, and congratulations on all of your success. I think you're everywhere. In fact, last week I got you on my toaster oven. I mean, you're everywhere, Jim.
Oh, my goodness. You should definitely call an electrician. Well, thanks a lot for squeezing me in. I appreciate it. And if your listeners want to visit me on YouTube, I'd be very pleased. It's Jim Pressions on YouTube.
And he does all the impressions. In fact, I understand you're in a 12-step program to stop doing some of these impressions.
That's right. I'd like, for starters, I'd like to stop doing Tommy Lee Jones, but it's just got a hold of me. Won't let go, you know.
They won't let go. So someday maybe we'll have you back and we'll have you do Tommy Lee Jones and Christopher Walken and all the others you do. Thank you, sir.
Yes, yes. You bet your bye-bye for now. Ta-ta.
Ta-ta.